Do you want the latest in sports?
On Indy's Giant 90.9.
Every Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:15.
Tune in to the Playbook Radio Show.
You are listening to the Playbook Radio Show on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Where we talk about the latest in college basketball,
college football,
and the NFL. So tune in Tuesday 8:30 to 9:15.
On Indy's Giant 90.9.
To get the latest in all sports.
That's Tuesday at 8:30 to 9:15. Tune into the Playbook with Garrett Burkle, Jason Brown, Brody West, Elijah Ennis, and Rock Griffin.
Good morning, Indianapolis. It is Tuesday. It is currently 8:33, and you know what that means. It's time for the Playbook Radio Show. I'm joined, as always, by my colleagues. First off, Mr. Brody West. Good morning, Brody.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
Good. Jason Brown, how are we doing today?
I just farted.
Bro. This is how we're starting the show off? Okay.
Joined, as always, by the one, the only, Mr. Elijah Ennis. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning. You know it's the GOAT. G-O-A-T. Let's go.
But he didn't even spell it right.
G-O-A-T.
And the fact you got to respell that was kind of sad.
Well, we have had a very interesting couple of weeks. And, well, I guess we'll start off. Let's start the show off by we'll give our Super Bowl predictions. Now, I think that this will be a pretty good game. I know, Jason, you're not too excited for it. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be another good Super Bowl. I think, with it just being the Super Bowl, I really don't think it can disappoint unless it's like a real blowout. I feel like the last disappointing Super Bowl.
Rams, Patriots.
But I feel like the last like bad Super Bowl we had was the Broncos and the Seahawks in 2013.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a great Super Bowl.
Seattle
Seahawks won, bro. Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir. There was a lot first of Super Bowl in the history game. Of the Seahawks.
So you got, who you got?
I have the Chiefs. I cannot pick against Mahomes until he loses.
I got the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You what?
I got the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, sure. I'm going to have to, I know we've been agreeing the past couple weeks, Gary, but I'm going to have to go against you on this one. And I know you brought it up, like, what has he, done in clutch moments this year. And I want to take it back to this game, this last game and the game before that. Let's talk about. So I want to talk about the Packers game first. Brock Purdy, I think he went, he contributed for 57 of the 64 or something yards, and half of it was rushing on that final game-winning drive. Of course, and I'm not saying Christian McCaffrey did score a touchdown, but who I feel like Brock Purdy got them into the position where they could score easily.
Yeah, I mean, they low-key should have lost both playoff games, though.
But they didn't because Brock Purdy stepped up.
But
and
I'm just saying, as of right now, I just think the Chiefs have played better competition in the playoffs, and that's why I think that, overall, I think Mahomes will outplay Purdy in the Super Bowl.
I think Mahomes will outplay Purdy, but I don't think anybody else I feel like the only people the only position that's going to get outplayed by the Chiefs is Mahomes. I think the defense is going to play better. I think the receivers are going to play better. Tight end is debatable. I'll say tight end is debatable. But it's
two of the best tight ends in the league. Yeah.
So
I would say, I think Travis is better than Kittle at this moment.
This season?
I mean,
right now.
Kelce just set, the single season or the record for the most yards
and
also as a receiver passing.
I mean,
Jerry
Rice. That was gonna happen because they was gonna make the playoffs regardless.
I'm just saying if we're talking about the better tight end, I think the better tight end is Kelce.
This season is definitely George Kittle.
I wouldn't say definitely because you got to think. I mean, what Kelce's brought his A game out in the playoffs too.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kittle.
Yeah. I just think something.
I don't know. That 49ers offense has been sketched in the playoffs, so y'all don't think so?
Nah.
I don't know. I think what's going to happen is the Chiefs are coming off a slow. I'm not saying it was a bad game, but it was a very slow, very low scoring, very stopped kind of play. And the 49ers are coming out of the second half where they exploded for 30 plus points. And I think one comes in hot, one comes in cold. And I think the 49ers, all around are a better team. And that's
I think so too. I just think it's going to come down to quarterback play, and I think it's going to come back to quarterback play. I think it's going to come back to offense play, and I just think that when push comes to shove, I think the Chiefs are going to outplay the San Francisco 49ers. Plus, that Chiefs defense this year, that's a good defense.
It is a great defense, but also
that
might got,
be. I think it's the best defense in the league.
It's
really
one of
do.
Them. But also,
49ers are probably top five.
I was about to say Patrick Mahomes has to go up against the top five defense too, and they went up against arguably
the
best defense in the league.
Yeah, Ravens had a good defense,
and they only could put up 17 points.
I'm Eli Manning. Yeah, I'm nice. Tom Brady the GOAT? Nah, I beat him twice.
Are you talking about the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, that was a bar, bro.
I think it's at what point do you he hasn't Brock Purdy has done nothing to make us doubt how good of a quarterback he is. I don't feel like he leads the league in a bunch of stats. He's on a very good team, and I know it's because. And the thing is
I'm so sick and tired. I'm not saying that you are because I know you agree with me. But I'm just saying it's just an off topic. I'm so tired of people disrespecting Mahomes. Like, he's not one of the greatest quarterbacks.
He's
ever
one
seen.
Of the greatest quarterbacks to step on the field.
No way.
One of the greatest throwers. He's the best. He's one of the best throwers of all time.
I think he is. I think I don't know who you could make the argument for.
He could. It's Dan Marino or him. It's Dan Marino or him.
Ooh, yeah. Marino did have a cannon. I don't know, though. I would personally – I mean, you have to take Mahomes. He has he's, you know, he has two Super Bowl rings right now, two Super Bowl MVPs, two league MVPs. I mean, he is so talented. And I feel like on the years that he doesn't have outside last year, but, you know, his first MVP year, I feel like, you know, the better the statistical seasons he has, like the better those are, the less accomplished he is in the playoffs year by year. I think like a year like this is when he really comes alive to me, because as we saw all year, like his receiving core was not good all season. And what is he and where does he have his team right now? He has him in the Super Bowl. I just think, you know, I think people just need to put more respect on Mahomes' name. And I get it. It's because all of the family issues and off the field issues, which his dad also got arrested this week for DUI.
His third.
Which, there's a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes, which I also think if you look at it in a broader thing, I think it makes Mahomes look even more impressive because he has all this going on, and he's like, I can still win the Super Bowl with all this going on in my life, too.
Yeah.
That's why I think what Mahomes has done so far in the league is just so impressive. I just don't think people take enough – or I just don't think people – I think people take it for granted and don't really see, like, how good he's actually been.
And the reason I appreciate Patrick Mahomes so much is because my team has to play him two times a year. And, you know, for him – and one of these times this year, I mean, you saw it. The Raiders' defense destroyed them. Raiders' defense won them that game. Yeah. Aiden O'Connell did not win them that game. The offense didn't. But –
Whoa. You just said Aiden
O'Connell did not win them that game. No.
You said the offense did.
I said the defense did.
I swear you just
said
that.
I said
defense. But O'Connell did win them the game, to be quite frank.
I think.
Who took the final kneel of the game?
I think that to beat the 49ers, you have to chase 30. Am I wrong? I feel like they put up 29 points per game or something like that. You have to chase 30 to beat them.
What was the two playoff score? So how much did they beat the Packers? What was the final Packers score?
Packers, it was
13-10.
No, 24-21.
Oh, why was I think 13-10? So
24-21. 31-34 was the Lions game. You kind of have to chase 30 to beat them.
I'm not sold on the fact that the 49ers can put 30 on the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I understand that. Were they were the one seed, right?
I think it's definitely possible, but I'm not sold on that fact yet.
But I also think it's going to be trouble scoring on the Chiefs on not the Chiefs, the 49ers defense. I mean, that defense is insane.
Yeah, but I think I think Mahomes will have problems in the red zone getting the ball scored, but I don't think he'll have any problem driving them down the field against that defense. And I think when it gets inside the 20, then I think the 49ers defense locks in a little bit more. But I think I think Mahomes can definitely move the football around.
I think Mahomes can definitely move the football, but the thing is can Isaiah Pacheco move the football?
I mean, Pacheco's had a good playoff.
He's had a good playoff run, but we're talking about the 49ers, who has, is it Nick Bosa? It's Nick Bosa. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa and Fred Warner.
Yeah,
that's gonna be tough to
and
run.
Chase Young.
And Chase
right,
Young.
And Chase
yeah.
Young.
Hey, Chase Young. Yes, sir.
They've got.
Well, they've been
great...
talking about benching that man. Don't talk about Chase Young.
But I think it's if you can't run the ball, as the Chiefs, you're going to lose that game. Because then they're playing coverage every play.
Hey, bro.
And now you're having trouble, you know, moving the ball because
they did it in the first time. They can do it again.
But they've had an amazing run game all playoffs, feels like.
Who, what, KC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
both teams have.
Yeah.
I mean, CMC is best back in the league.
Yeah.
Outside
hands
down. Outside Jonathan Taylor.
Hands down. No, it's not. JT, there's nobody
JT
close
for
to him.
MVP, baby.
There's nobody close to CMC.
No, I do agree with you, to be quite frank. But
also, they have two receivers in the top 20, in my opinion. Top 15 in some.
But Pacheco's been playing like a top 10 receiver.
Pacheco?
Is he not?
You mean a running back?
Or no, sorry. What's their wide receiver's name?
Rashid Rice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe not a top. I'd say top 20 receiver. Has he not been performing
like
that
He's
one?
Played like a top 20
not
receiver.
Pacheco. Pacheco's a running back. I'm tripping. But and I think Travis, I think you're getting the best. I think now I don't know numbers wise, but I think that Travis Kelce has outperformed Kittle in the playoffs from what my eyes have seen. And I've not watched both 49ers games in full, and I've not watched both Chiefs games in full. But from what I've seen in the highlights, I think that Kelce just brings a little bit more than.
I don't think he brings more receiving in yards. But Kittle brings way more to the table, in my opinion. He brings.
You think so?
He's better at blocking. He's almost on the same level receiving, and he's a yak, and he's insane with yak. I mean, he brings a little bit more to the table, but I'm not saying he's better. He's not had a better playoffs. I'm not saying
I don't.
That.
I think Kelce still brings more to the table.
I think that the blocking, because Kelce doesn't block.
Yeah, but I mean, but Kelce's also his number one target downfield, so I think that also needs to be taken into account. Like, he's not looking for Rice every play; he's looking for 87.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I honestly kind of hope the 49ers win, but
I want the 49ers to win. I think the 49ers will win. Who do you think will win, Jason?
I don't care who wins.
But who do you think will?
Nobody's going to end in a tie 0-0, bro.
Elijah, who do you think is going to win?
I think the game is going to go into quadruple overtime.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
60-60, and then they decided, we're going to continue this game tomorrow. And then tomorrow, the day after, Patrick Mahomes is going to come down, score another touchdown, and then Chris Jones is going to come up, get a sack, Brock Purdy fumbles, and then they take it home inside the end zone. For a fumble recovery touchdown, game over, 72-60.
Okay, let's play a little game. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Does everybody know what symmetrical means?
I just predicted the Super Bowl. All
right. Name three teams that are symmetrical in their logo.
Oh, I got you. Saints, Cowboys.
Okay. You already know the
Colts. Saints, Cowboys, Colts.
Okay, Brody, good job. You just ruined my whole game, bro.
You asked.
I wasn't asking you first.
It's Saints, Cowboys, Colts. It's the three teams.
I wasn't talking to you first, Brody West. I do be on TikTok.
I put it in the group chat. But let's talk about head coaches. Head coaches are a very, very big deal, right?
Why has Mike Vrabel not been hired? And why has Bill Belichick not got hired?
Yeah. Right.
Now, I think the Chargers did their right move. I think the Chargers, like I said last week, Chargers definitely won the offseason. Harbaugh going there is a
steal. They need a running back. They need a new running back. I think that's a fact.
And you know who they're going to get?
They're going to get
Blake Corum.
Probably.
Or Donovan Edwards.
Probably. I don't know if they should drop him first round, but no. they will get a running back. And
I don't think Corum will go first round. Corum's an older running back anyway. I'm thinking like third or fourth round pick.
What do you think the Chargers need, or what do you think Jim Harbaugh thinks the Chargers need?
I just need like a new offensive scheme.
I'm talking about like in the draft. First round, who do you think they're going to – what position are they taking?
What pick do they have?
I have no idea. Jason, what pick do the Chargers have?
I don't know. I'm not a Chargers fan.
I was just asking you to look it up.
I got no service. I'm actually looking through my camera also.
I think they've got a later round pick, probably hey, somewhere in the 20s.
Ask him why he got the whole computer right next to him.
I think they got a later round pick, maybe late teens, early 20s.
I think, and then they hired, who hired Jay Harbaugh as offensive coordinator?
Jay?
Yeah, they hired his son. They hired Jim's son as an offensive coordinator. I think it was the Commanders.
No, I think Cliff Kingsbury was OC.
There's something weird happened with him where he did not take the job.
No, that was Raiders. He didn't take the job for the Raiders.
I think Jay Harbaugh is in.
I think maybe Jay Harbaugh is in for the Raiders.
That could be.
But no, Cliff Kingsbury is the Commanders OC.
Wait, who's the Seahawks head coach? I can't remember his name.
He's I think an offensive or defensive coordinator for somewhere. We'd have to look up all the new hirings on like Instagram and stuff. Hey Elijah.
What?
Could you look up new coach hirings, head coach hirings, please? Thank you.
Right now, hurry up. Brody West.
Yeah.
Early prediction of college football next year.
College football? I don't know. It's going to be different because, again, the whole new playoff system is new.
And Louisville going to meet the national title?
No.
New England Patriots, Jared Mayo.
Yeah, remember that one.
Carolina Panthers, Dave Kennels. Tennessee Titans, Brian Callahan. Atlanta Falcons, Raheem Morris. L.A. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh. Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce. Yep. Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald.
That's what it was.
Washington Commander, Dan Quinn. And that's it.
Okay.
Can you look up where Jay Harbaugh went for me? Because I think that is a steal and a half. Because, I mean, you get Harbaugh blood. Mm-hmm. I think once he builds himself up as an offensive coordinator, I think he'll probably go back down to the college level and then go for it, kind of take the career path his father did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's young, too. He's, like, for as old as Jim is he's 20? Like 30, 35, around there.
Did you look it up?
I'm looking it up.
Okay. But, yeah, I think – so what happened was for the Cliff Kingsbury situation is he was – it was reported by – I think Adam Schefter actually reported it. It was like, hey, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas
Special
Raiders.
Special team coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks.
Special teams coordinator for the
Seattle. Special teams coordinator?
For the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I think Cliff Kingsbury was going to the Raiders – and then the contract negotiation or something fell through. It was weird. And then he went to the Commanders. But the Commanders have a second pick.
Cliff Kingsbury is not a very good coach.
He's not. I think he'll be better than OC.
Yeah,
he's not a good head coach. His scheme's good, but he can't execute it well. As a head coach. I think that's how I stand there.
There's a couple guys that if I was an NFL coach, I'd swoop up from college, I think. There's a Purdue's old offensive coordinator, Ryan Braum, Jeff's brother from Louisville, I think is one that if I was an NFL team, I'd give him not an offensive coordinator job, but I'd give him a quarterback coach job at a good NFL team. I think there's a couple guys like that in college, a couple guys on Alabama's staff that have moved on to that I thought last year should have got him. It's going to be interesting to see, with Alabama.
Yeah, does Alabama make top 12 next year?
They probably will be.
Probably top 12. They might squeak into 10.
And I think the best college football head coaching hire of the offseason is Sherrone Moore.
Didn't he come from like Oregon?
Moore? No, he was at Michigan. And then he was he won the Ohio State game when Harbaugh was on suspension.
Is that who is the head coach at Alabama?
No, he's at Michigan.
Oh.
He took the Michigan job.
Brody, what are you talking about?
Kellen DeBoer took the Alabama job, and he was at Washington.
He's at Washington. That's a Washington coach. Okay. Makes sense.
But, yeah. I don't know. I think this NFL offseason should be pretty fun. I like, you know, see all the new coaches get hired. I think the Chargers definitely won the offseason as of right now because you got...
Who's the biggest unrestricted free agent?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I know OBJ's
Justin
one.
Jefferson,
probably. Oh, Justin Jefferson, yeah. But he'll be good.
Do you think he could go to the Bengals? That'd be so nasty.
That'd be so fun. I don't think they could go. I don't think he will.
But, like, if...
There's not enough money.
What if Burrow and Jamar both take pay cuts?
I don't think Jamar would... I think Joe Burrow would take a pay cut.
But what if Jamar would take one too? And this
and then they
you?
I think he would. Yeah.
And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a free agent too. And you know where I want him to go too. Cincinnati, get that LSU offense back there.
Yeah.
You feel?
I think at some point what, because you know they went what 8-9, 9-8. They went 9-8.
Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
they let. The thing is about they went 9-8, and they lost their division. They were last.
Yeah, but they like I think that the Bengals this year because they didn't win, they won all their games outside of their division. Like they beat the Bills on the road. There was like a few week stretch where like they beat the Bills. They had I think they beat the Chiefs too. Like they were
beat
on
the Vikings.
Yeah, they were on a hot streak for a little bit before Burrow got injured, and I think once that hit, you know, their season was kind of doomed. But I think, you know, if Justin Jefferson really did go to Cincinnati and you had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson lined up on both sides of the field, like, that is so...
Ultimate Madden team.
That is so...
Imagine playing that team in Madden.
Like, bro, come on.
Yeah. That I think, and at what point does it become, like, who, if that happens, I feel like instead of going... The AFC runs through the Chiefs. I feel like the AFC runs through the Bengals. If that happens. Am I wrong?
Yes.
I am?
Yes. It runs through Mahomes until proven otherwise.
Burrow has proven otherwise.
Until he beats them in the AFC Championship game again. Like, we're talking 3 Super Bowls compared to 0. Well, 2.
2
but
for
could
now.
Possibly 3.
But he also made it to the Super Bowl. But he also went up to against probably one of the really good teams of all time. I mean, you had what the Triple Crown King, and they played what the Triple Crown King and Cooper Cup.
All right, I have the draft order.
You have draft order.
Carolina, well,
Bears.
This says Carolina because I think you're going to trade with the Bears, but it is the Bears, correct? Washington, New England, Arizona, L.A. Chargers at 5.
I think the Commanders trade up to 1.
If I'm the L.A. Chargers at 5. And he's still
5?
On the board. And he's still on the board.
Who?
I think you draft the rival. I think you draft the rival receiver, the guy
Marvin
that never beat
Harrison
Coach Harbaugh
Jr.
I think you do,
but I don't think he drops that far. Who's 4?
Malik Nabers,
Arizona.
Yeah, they're taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
No, not. Listen, wait.
That's they're not falling in.
Malik,
you know why?
Nabers,
because they've already told everybody that they're sticking with Kyler. They're going to draft a receiver. They're going to give him Marvin Harrison Jr.
Nabers.
That's how it's going to go.
The NFL, you never know. That's interesting. Giants at 6, Tennessee 7, Atlanta 8, 9 Chicago, 10 the Jets, 11 Minnesota, 12 Denver, 13 Las Vegas, 14 New Orleans, 15 shout out Colts. We're going to draft Malik Nabers there. 16 Seattle, 17 Jacksonville, 18 Cincinnati, 19 Rams, 20 Pittsburgh, 21 Miami, 22 Philadelphia, 23 Texans, 24 Dallas, 25 Green Bay, 26 Tampa Bay, 27 Arizona, 28 Buffalo, 29 Detroit, 30 Baltimore, 31 Kansas City, 32 the San Francisco 49ers.
If
that was your draft. That was your first round order.
If the Atlanta Falcons do not draft a defensive player, I think it's a bad draft.
So I think one. I
because
think
one. Oh no, maybe a quarterback. Actually, I don't know. They probably should draft a quarterback, or go sign a quarterback. Go throw a bag at Kirk Cousins. Isn't he a free agent?
Nah,
he's not.
I wouldn't. Okay, so let's move on now.
Honors.
A little bit. I'm gonna move on to college basketball. Let me get that up. So I'll go real quick over your AP top 25, and then we'll talk about. So UConn is 1-12 or 20-2. Number two is Purdue at 21-2. It's on a 7-game win streak. I think they should be one. Me personally, we'll get to that. UNC is number three. They are on a one-game winning streak, excuse me. Kansas lost last night at Kansas State 75-70. They are right now the number four team in the country, but they come in at an 18-5 record. Houston is 19-3 on a one-game losing streak. Tennessee is number six on a one-game winning streak. They're 16-5, and they beat Kentucky at their place the other night, 103-92. Very impressive win for the Volunteers there. Here is a team that I think a lot of people are forgetting. Brody, you mentioned them yesterday. Number seven, Marquette. They're in a 6-game winning streak right now. They're 17-5. That's a team to definitely look out for, especially as we're coming into the final weeks of the season. Number eight is Arizona, another team that's on they're on a 3-game winning streak, another team that, again, I think will get hot eventually, and I think those two teams have very realistic shots at winning both of their conference tournaments. Number nine, Duke, they're on a 1-game losing streak. They lost the other night at North Carolina. Number 10 is Illinois, who's on a 3-game winning streak. Number 11 is Wisconsin, who fell out of the top six last week after losing two back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. 12, Auburn. 13, Baylor. 14, Iowa State. 15, South Carolina. 16, Alabama. 17th is Kentucky, who is on a 2-game losing streak. They are 15-6. They have been very cold these last few weeks. Number 15 is South Carolina. They've had a lot of nice wins. They're on a 5-game winning streak. That's a dark horse team, I think, that is a dark horse Final Four contender. Same with Alabama at 16. I think if Kentucky figures out their problems, I think there's another team that has Final Four potential. Number 18, Dayton. Haven't been too high on them all year. I don't think the A-10 is as good as it has been in past years. Just a little bit worried about them. Number 19, Creighton. Number 20 is Florida Atlantic. They're on a 7-game winning streak, but again, they are out of a non-conference play where they didn't look great in non-conference play this season. 21 is Utah. 22, Utah State. 23, Texas Tech. 24, San Diego State. And 25, rounding out your top 25, is New Mexico. I think Indiana State should also be ranked.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, isn't Indiana State like 20-5?
Yeah, they received votes. I think they were like three spots out of the top 25 this week.
I think they could make some noise in the tourney.
I think so too.
I think they could win a game.
If
you look at the stats, I think they're like pace and their offense and their defense is all like top notch. And like when it comes to like kind of that stuff, it usually wins you games like that. It wins you like put tournament games, which is why like most people, because the pace of, and this is not a diss on your Purdue Boilermakers, Garrett, but the pace of Purdue is not as high level as some teams, and that's why a lot of people count the Purdue out of like Final Four. Like I haven't seen a prediction online where Purdue makes the Final Four.
They literally, like on College Game Day this week, four of the five people that were on the panel predicted Purdue in their Final Four.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, you can look at the internet how much you want, but the people that are getting paid to predict college basketball thinks Purdue is a totally different team than last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm not saying, again, their recent tournament struggles, yes, while embarrassing, I think this is a totally new team. I think adding Lance Jones in and out of the portal is something that was so big that not enough people talk about. I mean, Jones is a guy who's going to be an all-NBA guard, or sorry, not an all-NBA guard, an all-Big Ten guard mm-hmm. come the end of the season. Like, again, people just don't understand that he was such a big pickup. He can lock up someone defensively, and then he can go get you 12 a game. And there was one game where he only had, like, 4 points, and he had 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Like, he is a stats filler. He's just that good. So, I get what you're saying, but I think Purdue, as of right now, I think they deserve just a little bit more respect, but they're also the number two team in the country, so
right.
It is what it is.
Wait, Garrett, who's that did you just say?
Lance Jones.
Who is that?
See, exactly.
Yeah. Thursday?
All Big Ten guard.
Yeah.
Lance Jones.
I don't think anybody's sleeping on the Purdue. Like, if you watch, no, I don't think you can.
It's just like they looked just as impressive, if not more impressive, against Wisconsin than UConn did this week too. Mm-hmm. But people just don't talk. Like Purdue went to a top six team on the road, and was won. And again dominant. I would, maybe not dominated, but they led a majority of the game from start to finish, and they ended up winning by six. But they had it, you know, they had it to 10 at some point coming down the stretch. Mm-hmm. So after they hit a couple late threes that, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, Purdue dominated Wisconsin on the road, which, again, was a top six team when they did that. Like, and, again, UConn, I think if we're looking right now, I think Purdue looks better than UConn. But that's just me. And I guess I get that there's arguments to both sides of that. But I think Purdue should be just getting a little bit more respect than what they are. But it is what it is.
Thursday. Lamar Jackson receives his MVP trophy. Christian McCaffrey receives his Offensive Player of the Year trophy. I don't know about Defensive Player of the Year. What do you think should be defense? Thinking. I got nothing. Who do you think should be Defensive Player of the Year? Nick Bosa?
Obviously, no. What? Obviously, it should be DeMar Hamlin. Like, come on. What have he not done?
Literally anything. He rushed for negative 0.5.
I'm just kidding. Jesse Bates should be an option, but I guess not because he's a safety.
Is it TJ Watt this year? Is that what the favorite is? Again? Yeah.
Makes okay, sense. Out of all these teams, who wins the Super Bowl first? Jacksonville, Bills, mm-hmm. Chargers, Texans, Bengals, Browns, Titans, Falcons, Panthers, Cardinals, Lions, Minnesota Vikings.
Just between two teams for me. It's Bengals or Lions.
That's what I'm thinking too.
I think I'm going to pick Bengals just because next year, if they have a good offseason and a good draft.
I could see
Bengals. I think Bengals will go in and beat to Burrowhead and beat Patrick Mahomes.
I could see the Chargers and...
I could see Chargers after them.
I could see Chargers and the Texans in that conversation and as well.
Was Atlanta in that group?
Who?
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Atlanta will win it soon. In the next, like, 6 years. 5-6 years.
I mean, all of those teams, looking at it, have pretty bright futures ahead of themselves. So maybe outside the Bills.
Yeah, that's like the Bills. Bills don't like this. Did you name Seahawks? Because Seahawks don't have a good future. No, they're
Seahawks,
cap.
Seahawks have won a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Are these teams that hadn't won a Super Bowl? Yeah. Or, like, haven't?
I could see maybe the... I think the Panthers would struggle for a bit, but I think they'll end up figuring it out down there.
I think if you figure out the head coaching job, they'll figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you figure out how to incorporate... Because Adam Thielen, I know, is old, but he can still be used well, if you use him right. He's not what they're using. He's not the player that they're using him as. And the Carolina doesn't have a pick till the second round, right?
Yeah.
That's rough. That is rough. Because you expect him to come in and win like seven games, but they were.
They're Elijah. Look, here's the best tight end in the league, and second best tight end in the league.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. And Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the league, and
there's the best player in the league right there, Patrick Mahomes.
Best player, just best player in the playoffs. Not
best player in the league. Who's better than him?
This year, the guy that is winning MVP. Was better than
really?
Him this year.
No,
this year, yes. This regular season?
No, he was not. Man, okay, regular season, maybe.
Again, it's a regular season MVP award.
But we're talking about soon-to-be three-time Super Bowl MVP and Super Bowl champion versus a guy that has yet to make it out of an AFC championship game.
I think he was a better player this year. And again, I'm talking about regular season playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is the best player. There's no doubt. And I will say that. To the day I die, or he retires, he will.
So if you're making a list going in to next season of the top 100 NFL players, who goes at one?
Goes at one? It depends. So if the Chiefs win, of course, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, thank you.
The 49ers win, it could very well be. I don't want to say that, though, because you guys are getting mad at me.
Who? Say it.
I was going to say CMC.
Nah.
He
top
could
five,
be at one.
Though.
Top five, but if they win, if he gets Super Bowl MVP, which he very likely could,
Even if he doesn't, he's still the best player entering the league.
I'm talking about
CMC. 4 out of 6 years, Super Bowl.
I'm talking about CMC. If CMC wins...
4 out of 6 out of the last 6 Super Bowls, the Chiefs have played in 4 of them, thanks to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's the best player in the league.
They go year by year, right, for that one. So I think he does.
But when was he not the best player? I think he's entering the last 2 seasons. I think when Brady retired, entering the last 2 seasons, Mahomes should go down as the best player in the league. I just think he's done way too much in his short career to make an argument against that.
It was also, I think the thing is like, there would be more competition if people didn't get injured so much this season. Like half the starting quarterbacks this year got injured. I'll try and think of them all. I know Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, so much quarterbacks got hurt.
Justin Herbert, Anthony Richardson.
Your guy, Garoppolo.
He didn't get injured. We benched him.
Well, he did get injured, didn't he?
He got injured at one point, but he was like gone for a week. But he got injured.
Didn't Russ get hurt?
Mm-hmm. No, he got benched.
No, he didn't.
He got benched.
I think Sean Payton's most overrated head coach in the league.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
I mean, Drew Brees carried him to a Super Bowl, period. It was Payton's onside kick that got them into the position that they needed to. But the Colts had that bag under wraps. I ain't going to talk about it. But whatever. At least Brees got in the Super Bowl from it.
Yeah.
And Brees better than Rodgers. So much better than Aaron Rodgers.
There's so many injuries this year, it feels like. Justin Jefferson was injured. Like, I think people are like, oh, it's the worst quarterback year. I was like, yeah, because half the good quarterbacks were injured for an extended period of time. Joe Burrow would have been in MVP conversations if he played all year.
He did not look good when he played.
But the thing is the same thing happened the year before. They went, 1-3 to start the year, and then went straight back to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, they need to figure out at the beginning of the season, because they lose too much ground when they go 1-3, especially by the time they've played 2 divisional opponents in those first 4 weeks. Like, you can't do that.
Nope.
And the Colts used to do that every single year, and they used to sneak in the playoffs sometimes. But
that's just because Andrew Luck became big.
No, like, seriously, every year except one, in Luck's rookie year, we started 1-3 with Andrew Luck. It was ridiculous.
1-4, 1-3.
We could not win games in the first 4 weeks. Like, we would win one, and then we'd lay 3 eggs. It was so annoying every single year.
But I mean, nobody expected the Colts to be that good that year. Let's be honest.
What year? Oh, the 2018 team?
Andrew Luck. Yeah, rookie year. Nobody expected them to be good.
Oh, his rookie year.
Nobody expected them to be good. Nobody expected them to make the playoffs.
That's true. But
everybody expects the Bengals to make the playoffs because Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is Ja'Marr Chase. Also, this is their last shot with T. Higgins. Let's be honest. He's gone.
But like, even
T.
After
Higgins
that,
is the best. It's the best free agent this year. That's
over Justin Jefferson?
Oh, Justin Jefferson is a free agent.
I was about to say.
Is he restricted, though?
Sure.
If he's free,
to the Bengals. Let's make it happen.
That would be so.
That would be so fun
with Chris Evans.
That'd be so fun. Stop. I would love to see that.
That would be nice, though. I mean,
Joe Mixon. The thing that scares me about Tyler Boyd's still on the team.
Charlie Jones, though.
Tyler Boyd's still on the team. He'll be in the slot.
Charlie Jones.
If they pick up Justin Jefferson.
Had 2 punt returns for touchdowns this year. He's so nice.
That would be the best. I think that would be the best receiver. If Justin Jefferson.
I think it already is.
If Justin Jefferson goes. No, I'm not talking about in the league. I'm talking about all time. If Justin Jefferson goes to the Bengals, it'll be your best receiving. Who's better? Who had a better receiving core? All time.
88 and 87. Easy. 88 and 87, all day, every day. Talking about Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison.
No.
Dude, come on.
Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd.
I even think that Chris Carter and Randy Moss. I think they're better than. And no disrespect, I love Ja'Marr Chase and I love Justin Jefferson.
But that's two guys. That's a duo.
They ain't better than those two Hall of Fame duos. Come on now. We're talking about Reggie Wayne.
For what I've seen in college, them dudes was dangerous. I mean, there was not a game.
And you're adding Tyler Boyd to that.
No, I know where you're coming from, but like Randy Moss and Chris Carter are both considered top 10 receivers of all time. Same, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison are. I think Marvin Harrison's top 10. I think Reggie Wayne's top 15.
And then we keep forgetting, like, Ja'Marr Chase is that guy.
He's him.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I would take those two guys over those. Like, in their primes, I would take Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison over those two. And I would take Carter and Moss over those two. I don't think that's necessarily crazy to say. I think there's an argument for any of these receiving core. All three of them.
All three of them. But you keep naming off two guys. And you keep naming off two amazing top 10 players.
Yeah, but we're talking, like, those are such a 1-2 punch. Okay, right. Okay, but we had Brandon Stokley in the slot. Brandon Stokley was a very respectable slot receiver. Yeah. I'd say.
Was he a top three?
I don't think Tyler Boyd is a top.
He's a top five, three option. Top three option. I think it goes Jalen Waddle, Jordan Addison, Tyler Boyd.
I don't know.
I think he's third.
I'm not that high on Tyler Boyd.
Who's the best? Okay, so those are actually second options. Jordan Addison and John Water are second options. So he is, in my opinion, the best third option in the league. Tyler Boyd?
Jackson Smith and Njigba?
Njigba. I get what. Okay. I think JSN has more potential than Tyler Boyd. But I think right now, I think it's hard to make an argument for JSN over Boyd. But I think in a couple of years, I will agree with you, JSN.
I will agree with you in a couple of years, yeah.
That's fair, isn't it?
But also, he'll be a two.
Huh?
He'll be a two by then.
I think he'll be a one. He has potential to be a one.
Nah, he's going to be a two. DK is not going
nowhere. DK and Lockett will be out of the league.
That's true. That's fair.
Lockett's getting old. So.
He'll be a two, so I don't even think he'll be a three. Well,
that's wrapped it up. That's another episode of the Playbook Radio Show. Thank you to my colleagues, Jason Brown, Brody West, and Elijah Ennis for another great show. This is Garrett Burkle signing out.